with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Una started talking about food really early this morning, and I was just like, why are you talking about food?
What was I talking about?
You were talking about wraps and sausage rolls.
Oh, yeah, man, you can't beat a good sausage roll.
But you're having a wrap, so just get the food that you want in the wrap.
No, the sausage roll is like the first course, and then you have the wrap, and or a sandwich or a roll or whatever. And then after that, you have a little treat, a little snack. You know, like a purple one.
What?
For example.
Are you serious?
That's lunch, man.
I go for a sandwich or a wrap and a bag of crisps or something, but I wouldn't like have another like.
Are you food shaming me right here?
No, I'm not.
You're totally food shaming me.
No,
you're food shaming me for overeating. That's what you're doing.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. How dare you judge me in my lifestyle lunch choices.
I've seen it in the wild.
Yeah. He is now referring to the way I eat a purple snack, which is I suck it.
You do suck it.
Because it elongates the pleasure of the chocolate rather than just because it's a small little bar. And to get more bang for my buck, I suck that bad boy.
There you go.
What? But he shames me for it every single morning. You do.
I've never seen anybody eat a chocolate bar like
the
way you do.
I'm different.
You are.
And it's good to be. I'm not a sheep.
Yeah, live life, laugh.
Live,
love, laugh. Put it on a poster, put it in your hallway.
Yeah, suck your purple snacks.
Go suck a toe. All right.
Suck a toe. Yucky. Oh, you weirdo. Oh, now I'm picturing you sucking toes and it's so disgusting and it's just going to stay in my mind forever.
Well, you can park that right now, just like the way you can't park a car. And we were talking about that this morning.
Una, you know why we're always slagging you about your driving and your parking and everything like this?
Yeah. Completely unfounded, by the way.
Not really, actually. This morning, I didn't even know if you even noticed me holding the door open for you this morning, waiting for you.
What?
Yeah, because when you drove in, I was like, I'll wait here for you. But then you took like 20 minutes to get out of your car.
Did you see me?
Did I see you?
I had a bad morning parking this morning.
No, hang on a second. Can I just point out, you swung into the space, and believe it or not, you were actually, I'm like, oh my God, she got it in. Then you backed out and parked it crooked. And now you're taking up two spaces. I'm like, you do this on purpose. No, you do it on purpose. You're like, oh, I'm in the space.
I didn't think I was in the space.
You were clearly in the space anyway. To hell with this. And I'm like, why is she reversing to? And then she's driven back in and now she's crooked and her front right wheel is turned to the right and in the other space that if anybody pulls up beside them cannot get out of their car.
Oh, I'm so raging that I actually got in and I didn't realise I was in. I was like, God, now they're going to slag me about this, so I better back out and pull in straighter.
Very, very impressive. Like, you know, just as well the car park was empty that you used your handbrake to park your car.
Don't have a handbrake. Anyway.
It's a button, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm talking about you and your parking and your driving, which is something that brings us joy and excitement every day, and fear as well. By the way, I didn't see this till after the show yesterday. You were parked 6 foot from the curb.
and it wasn't
a parallel park either. Sorry, 6 foot is an exaggeration.
Yeah.
3.5 feet.
3.5 feet.
Okay. Which you could fit a small car into. From the curb. And the back end of your car was then on the road.
You see...
And it wasn't a parallel part, it was a straight drive-in or reverse-in spot.
I've tried to talk to you before about my spatial awareness, and you're just not listening.
Yeah, but when you were there, and I stood there, I said, look at your car, look at that now, look, there's 3.5 foot, and you went, yeah, but what's wrong with that?
Yeah,
it's dangerous.
Why?
Your back end of your car is out in the middle of the car park.
It's not at all, though, you're exaggerating. You're just a parking snob.
An old lady mightn't be looking where she's going, and might walk into your car when she's going to her car.
Making me feel bad now.
It's the only way to get to you, Una. At least you're not as bad as the people in the UK, though. They're awful drivers. There's somebody who's just passed her driving test. Give them a round of applause.
Hey.
Congratulations. This is just a driving theory bit. 86 times after taking it.
Oh, stop the lights.
86, the magic number. There's also somebody who's done it over 100 times. They still have never passed.
How much money are they... Like,
How is that possible?
Theory test is to do your test. You have to pay for it every time.
Yeah.
So I suppose it's like the theory test over here now has increased as in like the amount of questions that you're given, but you're only given 40.
In the test, you're given 40, but you have to get 35.
Yeah.
I think that might have gone up to 37. You know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it. No.
It's 35 out of 40.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, because Elizabeth's trying to figure hers out at the moment. What?
I have an idea.
What's your idea, Una?
After all that slagging,
yeah.
Right? Okay, let's see if you would pass your driver theory test.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right, okay.
Let me just, here we go. Right. Here we go.
Is it a sight exam? Because that's D, F, G, F, G, F, G. Whatever you typed into your computer there.
Right, I have it up now. There we go. Right. Are you ready for your theory test?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be... Like, I haven't done my driving...
You're driving on the road now. You should know all these questions.
I should know them all.
You should know them all. I'm going to report you to the theory test people if you fail this. Question one. Unless otherwise indicated, what is the maximum speed allowed for a car towing a trailer on national roads?
Trailer questions?
Yeah.
What's the maximum speed...
allowed for a car towing a trailer on national roads?
I don't know, 80 kilometres an hour?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When is it permissible to overtake another vehicle on the near side?
What do you mean the near side?
The left-hand side.
Oh, never.
When the vehicle in front is signalling to turn right.
Oh, you never said if it's turning right.
No, hi, you tick. When
Whoa! I'm going to start posting your pictures on
parkingdoofuses.com. When must a current tax disc be displayed on a new vehicle on a public road?
Always!
Yeah, I didn't know that until recently. I had my tax disc, but it was inside. It was kind of hidden away. So I got a bit of trouble with the traffic warden. And I came out to him. I was like, are you a guard? No. Oh, you're one of those.
Why are you dressed like you're a soldier? I passed the flying colours. Woo-hoo!
No, there's more.
Oh, is it?
What effect could incorrectly aligned headlights have?
What, yeah, blinding the oncoming traffic?
Oh, God. When there is a solid centralised white line on the road, what should a driver do?
See if you can walk in it in a straight line. No, don't overtake it. Don't cross it.
Yeah. What is the effect of the control of the vehicle if there is a film of water between the vehicle's tyres and road surface?
What is the effect of it? It could slip or skid.
Steering and braking will be less effective.
There you go. Slip or skid.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Okay. Grand.
Why are you getting more angry?
I'm not getting angry.
Me getting these right.
You didn't really get them right. Anyway.
Anyway.
Half-hearted.
I also have a couple of questions. What's the recommended minimum stopping distance for a car travelling at 50 kilometres on a dry road? So what is the recommended minimum stopping distance for a car travelling at 50 kilometres an hour on a dry road?
The width of two cars.
What is the recommended stopping
distance? The width of two cars.
What is the actual distance?
I don't do distances.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, in inches?
Yeah. It's 6 feet. No, it's 25 metres. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to move on because you...
What's 25 metres in feet?
Oh, just go!
Hey, ask me another one. Go on.
No.
Go on.
No. Chop around the subway, which you should be on. Sorry, radio.
Breakfast rolls.
What's wrong with you now? You just big sigh.
I'm itchy. I need to take my antihistamines. And I didn't bring my sparkling water in here. And I'm hot. I'm feeling very hot. Just, everything is annoying me.
And this is real life.
Yeah.
You're making me itchy.
Yeah. I wonder, is there something that we're scratching or itching? Like, I don't know.
Maybe there's... it's the mice.
I'm just allergic to you.
It's the mice.
No, it's you.
Oh, we never told you. Right, so do you remember there was a mouse in the kitchen and they closed the door here?
Mickey! Yeah. Yeah, we christened him Mickey.
You did, because you wanted to go around screaming, "Where's me Mickey?" So there was a mouse in the kitchen, and someone closed the door, put a sign up and said, "Don't go in here, there's a mouse."
Fair enough.
No, don't leave the mouse in the kitchen where there's food and where there's tea and coffee and sugar and all the bits
and
pieces.
So you said, you opened the door and said, "Come on out, Mickey."
Yeah, and he got caught safely outside.
Safely?
Yeah.
You mean he was caught in a trap?
Yeah, but it wasn't one that kills him, so.
Are you sure about that?
No, I wasn't here first.
You don't be celebrating the death of Mickey. That's
I'm
mean.
Not!
You are!
But I said he didn't die. You did. But I never told you what happened. So Lisa went in to wake up Max for school the other morning, okay? And she went in and she's like, "Max, come on." She's like, "Oh." And Max's like,
don't tell me there was a mouse on his face.
No, close though. On his headboard, there was a mouse on his headboard, right? And the mouse kind of looked up, looked at Lisa, and then went back to whatever it was doing, like sniffing his headboard, looked down at Max, and then quickly looked back up again. It's just like, "Oh shit, I'm not meant to be here," and then jumped down behind the headboard.
Oh my God. Yeah. And did Lisa tell Max what was happening while he was sleeping?
He was there looking at him. Lisa's like, "There's a mouse in your headboard." It's like, "Oh, hiya."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would not like, I'm sorry, but I would not like to wake up and see a mouse looking at me. You'd get a fright, like. But you're okay with living with mice because you're a country boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're all...
I remember years ago when myself and Lisa started dating, I remember I was sleeping on the floor and I felt something crawl across my leg and it was a mouse.
What did you do? Wah!
Yeah, jumped into the bed beside Lisa then.
Mind me, there's a mouse.
I'm a city boy in the countryside. Look after me. There's a snake in my trousers.
Oh my God.
That's what I meant. Okay, all right. Then we moved on this morning to our survey says.
Mm-hmm. Donal, what are you trying to get us to do with our think boxes this morning? And people can join in as well on 087-1102-107.
Today we're asking, a study shows that this happens only once or twice a year. What is it that happens?
I know what this is. And I think I did this yesterday as well. It's the debate whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not.
Oh, you did do this yesterday.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Mixed reviews in the office. It's not the answer, no.
Well, it is a Christmas movie.
It is, thank you very much. Yeah, it's on Christmas Eve. There's Christmas decorations and there's a ho t-shirt in it.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Finish the rest of it while you're out.
It's not the answer, no.
All right, Una, have you a guess for this question from Donald?
Let me think now. Twice a year, let me see.
Very predictable there.
Wow.
No, I just like playing that music. That's hold on a second.
Once or twice a year.
Is it you get the norovirus and you're puking?
Jesus.
What?
Twice a year.
The vomiting bug.
Yeah.
Well, is that not a normal amount to get it?
I don't think I've had the vomiting bug since I was an infant.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How have you avoided it?
I just clean. I wash my hands regularly. I don't pick food up off the ground. Put them in my mouth.
I don't pick food up off the ground. It's the 5-second rule.
Right. No, it's not the answer, no.
It's not the norovirus, no.
No, it's not the norovirus.
You know what you've just... No, just what you've done now.
What? What have I done?
You're going to get the norovirus.
Oh, my
now.
God.
Yeah. Just saying. Mm-hmm.
Jinx
yourself.
You're a witch.
I'm not wishing the norovirus on you.
You just waved your hand at me. All right, okay, come on. We're running out of time here now. Waving your hand. Been all weird.
I'm not being weird.
You pervert.
You're a pervert.
All right, come on. All right, 087-1102-107. The question is...
Study shows that this happens only once or twice a year. What is it?
By the way, I won. I win calling people perverts. It's a little competition we have. See who calls each other a pervert anyway. All right, our survey says this morning, guests is coming in on 087-1102-107. What are we asking?
A study shows this happens only once or twice a year. What is it?
Laura in Monaghan says, is it an eclipse?
Oh, yeah, good shout.
It's good thinking.
Yeah, lunar, sun, they don't happen once a year, do they?
Blood moon.
Oh, pardon?
It's not the answer. I
told you she was a witch.
Yeah, Ebert's like...
Blood moon. The favourite moon for perverts.
Ebert's Sligo says, is the answer get your waxing done?
Oh.
It's a great guess.
Is it, well, yeah, once or twice a year, maybe, yeah. It's not the answer I've got written down, though. Good thinking.
All right, let's get, I think we need the answer.
The answer is,
this happens once or twice a year, the fridge at work gets cleaned out.
Cooper, you're only doing it twice a year. Lazy
kid. Yes, because nobody else does it, and I can't put up with the stink of your eggs and the smell of sour
milk. Don't keep my eggs in the fridge, I'll have you know.
Keeping something dead in there, anyway, that's for sure. All right, listen, that's our survey says. We're going to play Rhyme It in the next few moments. That is where you can pick up the entire contents of Una's drawers. 087-110-207. In there, in that mystery bag, is God knows what. You never know.
Goodies.
Who me thinking in there?
Mm-hmm.
Think it. You know what I mean?
Are you on my is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
She's now given out. I've no news done. Huh?
I know. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we are. We're always rolling. Quickly, let's get into Rhyme It.
Rhyme It, just a little bit.
No, all of it. All right, playing this morning from Mullingar. Good morning, David.
Hi, David.
Good morning.
How are you today?
That's a fantastic, up early, standard day, right?
Look, we've half a day's work done ourselves.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you do, David?
I'm a mental health nurse.
And, you're training today, aren't you? You're doing some training.
Yeah, teaching some staff how to get away from dangerous situations safely.
Very good. Good work, man. And who's Ellen in your life? What is Ellen up to?
Ellen is my partner. Now, she'd be working up in Dublin. Shout out to Trinity. That's where she works.
Shout out to Trinity. And so are you home before Ellen is every day then?
Yeah, it depends. If I'm on night shift, I'm always home after she goes to work, and if one day we always get off at the same time. So,
all right, guys.
Oh, nice.
Just trying to figure out who's making dinner. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your takeout day, David? Because Una does it Friday, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your takeout day?
Either Friday or Wednesday, like a midweek treat.
Midweek treat.
Oh, I like your style, David.
Nice.
It's my kind of thinking. Breaks up the week. Do you know what I mean?
That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Wednesday and a Friday.
Friday.
And then go out on a Sunday for a roast. Do you know what I mean? Little carvery. All right. Because we're all made of money. All right, David. Do you know how to play Rhyme It?
Yeah, I have to listen to the show.
Oh, very good. Do you play along with Ellen then?
Yeah, we try it, and obviously gets very competitive. So,
excellent.
Okay.
All right. So, your word that you have to rhyme with today is
Bob. B-O-B. Bob.
You happy with that?
Bob. Happy with that.
All right. Okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
Someone who is stuck up and posh.
Snob.
A term for someone who is lazy, messy, and untidy.
Slob.
A piece of material often used for cleaning wounds.
Swab.
A large crowd of disorderly people intent on causing trouble.
Lob.
When you hit a ball high, you what to it?
Lob.
A strong regular beat or sound in steady pulsation.
Drop.
When crying noisily, you what?
Sob.
A slang term for your mouth.
Time.
Gob.
Just out of time. The high score that you had to beat was 6. David, you got 7.
Hey!
Look at you, little legend. Nice one, 7. The slang term for your mouth was gob. You didn't get it in time, but you did absolutely fantastic. You nailed it, man. Absolutely congratulations. Well done.
I think I should get the gob one. I think so.
I would have given it to you, but I'm sound.
Well,
you know, that's the difference.
Unfortunately, it's kind of like you either came last in the race or you came first in the race. It's like a timer ran out, and they're the rules.
I thought he was on time for gob. But anyway, listen, the judges have spoken, you know.
No,
judge, jury, executioner over there. So you got
judges. Just me rules. That's all. Yeah.
Listen, 7 is still a brilliant score.
If that does not bet you win the contents of Una's drawers, which we promised to disinfect before we send it.
Hey, listen, I promise there'll be purple snacks in there and maybe some tickets.
David, have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
No problem, be good. Have a good
bye, David.
There you go. If you reckon you can beat a score of 7 this week, 087-110-207.
Cooper and Una.
Something I can't wait for this morning is our meeting with our boss, Ben.
Why can't you wait for that this morning?
Because you wound him up.
Oh, yeah.
Wind up Wednesdays, where Una makes prank calls, and oh, yeah, she took it upon herself to wind up our boss. Have a listen. Today's me button not working. people don't press the right buttons in, a job could be in jeopardy. They could be advertising my position.
Well, funnily enough, there is a position going in iRadio.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. There's an on-air position advertised in iRadio, although I'm not sure is it closed now or not. But anyway, so I wanted to apply for it.
You have a job, Una.
I know, but not me. One of the characters...
In your head.
In my head.
Oh, is this for Wind Up Wednesdays?
It's for Wind Up Wednesday.
Wednesday Wind Up.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be in about 10 minutes' time. So who are you calling then?
The boss.
Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. You might like this, Una. You might just think it's low-hanging fruit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, no. Don't
so
say that.
Which of your characters is calling them? Not Mossy. Mossy, what is your skill set for this position?
Well, I can tell the time, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mossy.
It's 4 minutes past 8 now when I heard you.
8 on iRadio. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to introduce the next song?
How are we getting on? Coming up now, we have a song called The Eyes Closed by Jisoo and Zayn.
Who? Una, you have stepped up to the mark and you've been brave this week on who you're ranking.
So I noticed, obviously, that there was a position, an on-air position advertised on iRadio.
Yeah.
I think it's closed now, I'm not sure. But I wanted to apply for it. Okay. And so I rang the boss.
Mm-hmm.
But not as myself.
No.
Hey, I rang as Mossy. Hello.
Okay, Mossy. Let's see, will you last till at least midday working here on iRadio?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is this Ben Murray?
It is. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, I'm Mossy. It's my name now, Ben. Come here. You're the head honcho on iRadio. Is that right?
I wouldn't say honcho. I'm just trying to keep place standing. Who's this?
Mossy's my name. Come here, Ben. I just called about throw there from the evening presenter. I know I'm late, I say, but I'd like to throw my name in the hat, like, because my mother always said I'd be hitting the radio. It was my mother, actually, who got your number of your mother, because they're friends, so she said I should give you a call.
Right. The applications did close, but go on.
We can chat about that later. So come here. Do you want to do like a kind of a live demo? I suppose, like you said, the business. Do you know, like I'll do a live demo. Do you know?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, you know, my mother's friends with your mother. She said you do me a favor, so yeah, we'll go. All right.
Mothers aren't always right. Mine tells me to drink more water.
She'd be right, Ben. She'd be right. Okay, so here we go. I'll start so now, Ben. Are you listening? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Mossy here. I say, live on iRadio FM. I say, and now I'm here. I'm joined by the main man himself, Benjamin Button. I say. No. On the way, we have the lady with the lovely bottom, Chappelle Roman. She's a fine woman, I say. Mossy wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating potatoes. Ha ha, Chappelle. Now, this is her latest song, and she's called Pink Donkey Club, Ben, is it? Is it Pink Donkey Club? Yeah. Ha ha, fantastic.
Mossy, I think HR's already typing an email.
Hold on now a second, I can do more. All right, hold on now, I can do more. I'm doing trick pony. Ha ha. All right, here I go now. The death has occurred of Mickey McCarthy and Peter Wander, removing from the funeral home. I can tell the time at the radio as well. 'Tis 11:30 in the morning now on iRadio FM. How are we getting on?
Time telling is a strong skill. I definitely do value punctuality.
You must recognize talent when you hear it, I say. Because I tell you now, you have that legend Udo Carl working with you. My God, she's the goat of radio. She's a goddess. She's a queen. I hope you're paying her well. I hope you give her a pair of eyes. I tell you.
Well, Mossy, I actually agree with at least one thing you just said there. Una, is this you? I'm in the middle of a meeting.
How did you keep going with me then?
We'll discuss this pay rise after Mossy's demo.
Hey, does Mossy get the gig? Hey, does Mossy get the gig?
Not a f***ing chance. Goodbye.
Look. Thanks, sorry.
Oh my God.
Give Mossy a gig, Ben, I say.
I love Mossy's catchphrase. I say.
I say.
Yeah, after everything.
I say.
I love it. I'm right. on iRadio FM.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. Absolutely love it. Mossy, you can have my job if you like. I absolutely love that Wind Up Wednesday where you pranked our boss, Ben, with a prank call trying to get a job here presenting on iRadio as Mossy. Where is Mossy from? Or who is he?
Well, Mossy's obviously from Kenny.
Obviously.
Obviously from Kenny. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Hold on, getting on.
What's Mossy's catchphrase?
I say.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Also, stop now. I'm going to get in trouble. I've basically been doing the show as Mossy for the last hour.
That's fine. I think everybody's fine with it. If you would like Una to prank any of your friends or family or people who you work with, maybe your boss, 087-110-2107. You can bag yourself a nice goodie bag as well by nominating somebody. And it might be Mossy who gives them a buzz.
It could be anyone. I'll tell you, I'll make it juicy, whatever it is.
I think my favourite part of that was like when you were doing an audition for a position here, you just decided to come into the debt notices.
Well, some some radio stations.
Waiting for Radio Bingo next. Mornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
Who loves Truth to Trash more than me?
That'd be me.
Not a chance. We love Truth or Trash. It is so much fun. And here's another fun game of Truth
or Trash.
Truth or Trash. Okay, this is where we have facts and all you got to do is try and figure out if we're telling the truth or the trash. My coffee drinker friend over there. Donald, what have you got for us?
My fact today. Denmark, I found this out recently. Denmark has an annual husband-carrying race. Where wives carry the husbands and the winner gets the husband's weight in a certain prize. The prize changes.
So the wives carry the husbands?
Wives carry the husbands.
On their back?
Yeah, like, well, in whatever way you can, but the easiest way looks like on the shoulder.
I hope they're careful, like, they bend their knees and stuff, you know.
Oh, you have to carry things properly.
Yeah.
If you carry someone, you do the fireman's lift over you. Yeah.
Fire person.
Okay. Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
You probably had to do a manual handling course beforehand.
Oh, the health and safety.
Manhandling.
I'm going to say it's true.
I think this is true. I think I've heard this before as well. I'm going to lock that in. Lunu, lock it in there.
Locking it in.
With your lock it in. Oh, nice one. I'll lock it. My professional sound. Okay.
It is trash.
Oh, it's the other way around.
It's Finland has a wife carrying race.
Oh,
yeah, I changed.
So you just changed the country, Donald, for crying out loud.
And I changed the person carrying what person.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You still fell for it.
Go back to your animal facts. All right, you ready for my facts? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's go on a journey into a world unknown. Let's go to the place that we don't know much about. Space. And my fact to you is, in space, they can't hear you snore.
What do you mean they can't hear you snore?
Well,
Earth, like?
No, while you're in... Oh, my Jesus. While you're in space, if you're there with somebody else, you can't hear somebody snore. So, there you
go. If you've got the intercom system on.
If you're right next to them.
Why wouldn't you be able to...
They can hear each other talk when they've got the system on.
Okay, so you're in the space station, you don't have helmets on, you're using the oxygen that's...
Oh,
in.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you're not using intercoms, you're as close as you and I, but while we're sleeping, you can't hear me snore.
I'm going to say true.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
There might be a weird spacey, wasty reason. Yeah. Because you can hear people talk, so I'm guessing you could hear people.
Well, you can't. Okay, so, like, you know the way you can't hear a duck's quack? Sorry. A duck's quack doesn't echo, if you get me. So, like.
Oh, yeah. There
okay,
is
so now,
there.
Have a think about that now. So, in space, you can't hear me snore. So, you know, in Alien, in space, you can't hear me scream, but in space, you can't hear me snore, specifically.
I just said true.
I'm saying true as well, yeah. There's going to be some, yeah.
Lock it in. Lock it in, Una. It is true because you can't snore in space.
Ah, right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. That means that Darth Vader doesn't need a CPAP. Do you know what I mean?
That's good for you to know.
Yeah.
Off to space with you.
No, I have no qualms to go to space at all. Una, have you got a fact for us?
I do.
False. Trash. True.
Launched in January 2000, Caesar Dog Food released a clever print campaign that paired dogs with people who looked just like them, known as the Doggle Gangers. Now, funnily enough.
Oh, he's a made up bit.
I put your face into an app that shows what dog you would most look like.
Mm-hmm. You could use an app.
There's an app for it, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I think just Donald's just blown away by that you've managed to download an app. They had space
oh,
in your
sorry.
Phone.
Yeah, sorry. Yes. So do you want to know what dog you came out most like?
Oh, go on.
A bulldog.
Cute. Absolutely cute.
That's your doggleganger.
My doggleganger?
Yeah.
Not a red setter.
No. Not bulldog.
Not a cockapoodle.
No, definitely not.
Okay. So, what's
I
your
thought you'd be a shih tzu, but no, you came out as a bulldog.
No, it's just a zoo with no pets. Can you tell me your fact again?
Were you not listening to me?
No.
Right, so, launched in January 2000, Caesar Dog Food released a clever print campaign that paired dogs with people who looked just like them, known as the Doggleganger's. And, yeah... There you go.
So they did a campaign with people who look like their dogs.
Yeah.
Not that there's an app that scans you and makes you look like your dog. Which is your fact, Jenna?
Well, my fact is that. But then I found an app that shows you which dog you would look like, and you came out as a bulldog.
I think the first bit is true. Yeah. And you've just because I can't believe you've downloaded an app and you knew how to use it.
Yeah.
In the picture.
Part one true. Don't roll your eyes at it because you know that's true.
I can. You can.
Part one
apps.
True. Part two false. Then we're locking Agreed, that in. Yeah. That's the hill I'll die on.
Well, you'd both be right. Yeah. But there should be an app like that. That'd be cool. There probably is an app like that.
There is.
Oh, is there?
It's called AI. So, like, make me look like my dog.
No. To see, just to put your face in and then it shows you, well, you are most... You yeah, look like mostly it. Like this Collie dog.
So if I tell you what, I'll take a picture of you in the studio now and I'll just upload to AI and say, what type of dog would this person look like now, make a picture.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Brilliant. And you have to be happy with the results, no matter what they are in there, okay?
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All this week we're giving you Katy Perry tickets, and today this is exactly how you could win them. Kamira, what's going on with the census? They're mixing it up. They're getting a bit modern, aren't they?
Yeah, so you'll be able to fill it out online for the next census. And the time capsule will be available as well. So you can leave, like, you know, messages for your future self or for your relatives or your kids, which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. Okay, well, let's do this then. To win Katy Perry tickets, is coming to Ireland on June 24th at Malahide Castle. Tickets go on sale on Friday. You can win them here this morning. Get involved with this if you like. Okay, so if you were to leave a message for your future family, your family in the future. So here they are. They're opening up the census capsule and you've left them maybe a life lesson, something that you wish that you'd known sooner, a little bit of sound advice. Why would you leave them? 087-1102-107, and you could win Katy Perry tickets. Una, what life lesson would you like to leave your future selves?
I would say, a clean house is a sign of mental inferiority. No, I'm only joking. I saw a woman quote that before. What would I say? A clean house is a sign of a broken computer. What? I'm basically saying, don't be worrying about the housework all the time. Do you know what I mean? Don't be putting yourself under pressure.
Yeah, it's just hope nobody turns up and visits. Okay, all right, okay.
No.
Sound is your voice. Okay, 087-1102.
You give one.
I will. Do you know what? I'm going to use one, which I've used all my life. I got this advice from my English teacher, Miss Jelinski, in school, and that was... You ready? And it's perfect for anybody getting into radio or anything, really, I suppose. Please engage brain before opening mouth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you should try
Listen
that one.
Yourself sometime. What? Yeah.
Perfect. 087-1102-107. What sound advice would you leave on the census for your family in the future? And you can win Katy Perry tickets. 087-1102-107. So we want to give you Katy Perry tickets. Coming to Malahide Castle on June 24th. All you got to do is send us a message on 087-1102-107 because the census is allowing you to do the form digitally online and leave a message for your future family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Little piece of advice. So what fun piece of advice could you leave somebody? 087-1102-107.
Cooper and Una.
Yes.
The message I would leave is kiss.
Kiss.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Keep it
Love
simple.
That.
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right.
Hi guys, the thing that I would leave behind in a time capsule is I would say eat that biscuit, eat that cake.
Pull my finger, don't be fake.
Yeah. Eat that biscuit, eat that cake.
Pull my finger, don't be fake.
Neva Leitrim says, if your jeans don't fit, don't blame yourself, blame the dryer. It's always the dryer. I do that as well. I'm like, God save the dryer. Stop using it. Claire is in Port Arlington this morning. She says, don't text your ex. Text your mom instead. She'll give out to you, but she won't ruin your life.
Ooh, that's pretty sound advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slays.
All right. Slays. 087-1-1-2-7.
Amy's advice is, step away from the table. Yes, Amy, but then you can walk to the fridge, which is what I do.
All right. What message would you leave your future family? 087-1-1-0-2-1-0-7. I suppose maybe something like, hey, if you want to win tickets to Katy Perry on the radio, send in a funny WhatsApp voice note to make Cooper and Una laugh.
Yeah.
And there's more chance of you winning that way. Don't be serious. Just be fun. All right. 087-1-1-0-2-1-0-7. What we wanted you to do is leave a message for your future self on the census, because they're asking you to do that. And you can win Katy Perry tickets. Some really fun messages coming in on 087-1-1-0-2-1-0-7. This is from Rebecca.
Good morning, guys. My message for the future is to all the parents to be out there, the quickest way to get your child's attention is to sit down and look comfortable. Have a great day, guys.
Ain't that the truth?
That is very true. Do you know what? I really like that one, because it is sound advice. If you want to get their attention, make it look like you're not giving them attention, they will score.
It'll be straight over.
Yeah. If you want to get them into the bathroom to wash them, just go into the bathroom, tell them you're going to the toilet.
Oh yeah, they'll be straight in.
Oh yeah, the little feet behind you.
What you doing, mama?
What mama do? Grab them, throw them into bathies, start hosing them down with the thing. That's pretty sound advice. Well done, Rebecca. We're going to give you the Katy Perry tickets, returning to Ireland for the first time in over a decade. Glitter, pop spectacle, Malahide Castle in June on the 24th. Tickets go on sale at 9 a.m. And congratulations. Well done to everybody who's won the tickets so far this week.
Want even more banter? Set your alarm or just subscribe. Either way, you're sorted.
This is I'm Rings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
You singing Katy Perry songs?
I kissed a girl and I liked it. I love Katy Perry.
She's class.
Yeah.
More chances to win Katy Perry tickets tomorrow morning on the show. And thank you so much for listening and subscribing. Maybe you haven't subscribed yet, just hit that follow button, subscribe, and you get notifications of when our podcast goes up.
So we're always with you.
Always there.
Always there.
Always watching. Monsters, Inc. What a great show. Oh, here. Isn't there a Monsters, Inc. character's going to be at... The festival this weekend.
Frostival in Dundalk.
Yeah.
Yes.
There is.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. I was there last year. He wasn't there last year, but I was. And it was amazing.
It's going to be class.
Spectacular.
We see you tomorrow morning. See you.
Bye.